You're listening to another ambitious EntrepreneurNetwork.com podcast, the voice for entrepreneurs and small business. Now, onto the show.
Welcome to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, daily conversations with Christian entrepreneurs to inspire and empower Christian business owners to walk strongly in their faith, while build a thriving business that honors Him in every way. Now, over to your host, Anne Marie Cross.
And welcome to another episode of the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast. This is episode 261, brought to you by Podcasting with Purpose, helping you to stand out, be heard, and become an influential voice in your industry with a podcast. I'm your host, Anne Marie Cross, podcasting queen. My guest today says, if movies mean a lot to you, don't they mean a lot to Jesus? Great, great question. We're going to dive into that a little bit deeper today. Joining me on today's show is Phil Strangolagali, and he has just written, or it's launching soon, a brand new book, and it's called Jesus Loves Movies, and it will be releasing October 26th this year. Now, written during a season of deep pain and grief and injustice, it analyzes 30 films contained in this book is all of the insights that Phil has learned, and it's going to bring you to a secret movie space. A space where the Most Holy One will adorn you with His peace, with His love and restoration. Now on today's show, we're going to chat about how Phil came up with this idea for this project, the things he was going through. He's also going to share the insights that he learned through writing the book and probably captured a lot of that in the pages of the book. And he's also going to talk about who God is for Phil through going through this project. And of course, what he wants you to know, what Phil wants you to know about his discovery and insights. And who do we know who God is? I mean, what do we say about that? So much more. Welcome to the show, Phil.
How are you?
I'm really good, really, really good. We had an opportunity to speak before we pressed record, and I always love to find out what prompted you, what led you on the journey to creating, well, in this instance, this book. And you said, well, I didn't actually really set out to create this book. Fantastic that you did. But what was going on for you at that time that you started to think, you know what, I'm going to start to analyze movies? And obviously that was like the domino effect. Now you've got this brilliant book. Take us back to that first moment when you thought, you know what, I'm going to start working on this project.
Right. It really started right on my iPhone, on the Notes, you know, application. And, you know, I was watching The Count of Monte Cristo, and I felt led to just watch that movie. You know, just two times in a row. And, you know, I normally don't do that, yes, watching a movie back to back, but it had such a meaning, especially in the season that I was in. It was a very difficult time in my life. And, you know, I was just crying out for more. And, yeah, I really started to see how God all along was speaking to me through movies.
Yes.
But specifically during this time, I needed to analyze film. I needed to, you know, talk about God through film,
yeah,
because there's something really important about it.
Yes.
You know, we watch movies, you know, daily. I mean, you know,
Yeah. I love something else that you said, and I want to just touch on this. You said that you actually really love watching movies anyway.
Absolutely.
So it's interesting that so often we do call out, we cry out, you know, help for God. And isn't it interesting that God uses something that we already, that He's knitted in us already, that there's a desire that you love movies? What was it, do you think, at the time that you actually took note of what was being said? Because often we do ask for God, but we're rushing around so often and so much that we don't hear or see when He is speaking to us. What was happening at that time that had you take a step back and go, you know what, I'm going to watch this movie again? Take us back to that.
Right. So during the film, in The Count of Monte Cristo, Edmund, he's an innocent guy.
Yeah.
And, you know, he basically is going through, you know, he's going through the high of life. You know, he's experiencing some awesome things. He's engaged, you know, he's to be engaged, you know, to be married to his wife. And, you know, I really connected to that because during this time in my life, I was engaged as well. And, like, I had plans for my life as well. So it was literally like Edmund was me and I was Edmund. And it was just that connection that really drove me, you know, to want to write about it and to want to, you know, just understand more of the hidden messages. And I just do believe that movies are divine, and there's something like super divine about it. I believe cinema is a spiritual sanctuary, you know, and God can speak to you through it.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
And so that movie that you just shared with us, was that something that you had sat down to watch, or was it something that you were kind of just like flicking through, maybe Netflix or something, that you think, you know what, I'm just going to sit down and watch that movie? Had you known what it was about previously?
Absolutely. Okay. I did know what it was about,
yes.
But it wasn't as meaningful as it was to me in that moment. It meant everything, you know, once I turned it on.
Yeah. And I'd imagine that you had prayed already prior to watching the movie and it called out. And then something led you to watch the movie. You had sort of an understanding of what it was about. But as you continue to watch it, it was like, oh, my goodness, this actually has more meaning to me because it's something that I can certainly relate to as well. So then when you decided to watch it again, and I'd imagine you started taking some notes then, what happened after that? Did you suddenly realize, you know what, this had such meaning in that? What happened for you that you started to watch other movies like this?
Right. There was this one time, you know, I was my wife, you know, she grew up in a racing family you know, racing cars and like all this stuff. And it's insane what she does and, you know, what her family does. But it was one trip we were taking. It was about a 4-hour drive. And it was just about a couple months from, you know, that experience that I had, you know, watching The Count of Monte Cristo, that I just wrote all these movies down that were very meaningful to me. And I started writing, just analyzing them and, you know, just realizing that there was something special about these movies in my life. And so that's where the journey began, and honestly, it did begin on the cell phone. It began on the notes application, and you know, I would be writing until I just started writing even more. You know, I went on the computer. Thankful, you know, I was thankful to, you know, have a lot of time, you know, to be able to write and to be able to process. And really, really, what it was just me processing that very difficult season that I was in. You know, I had plans, and to have those plans taken from me, you know, it's tough. You know, it's a tough experience. So.
And so with the movies that you analyzed in, what were some of the things that you pinpointed? Did you have a theme, or did that all sort of start to just come? You just mentioned or highlighted some of the key points that spoke to your heart. What was going on for you then?
Right. I really, during each one of the movies, you know, my prayer was, God, like, just come, you know, come and speak, you know, through each one of these films. And I truly believe that, you know, in every one of these days, the 30 movies, every one of these messages are straight from heaven. You know, it wasn't even me. You know, it was like a communication, like a dialogue that I felt like I was having with God. And it was very much like he was just breathing on it. And
Amazing. And so what were some of the insights that you learned as you started watching these movies? You'd obviously opened up in prayer prior to sitting down and watching them, asking God to speak to you through these movies. But what were some of the key insights, takeaways that you've learned over that time?
Right. I mean, I didn't realize how, that creative side that, you know, God gave me. And I didn't realize that, you know, because I did have dreams, you know, of writing, you know, when I was younger, when I was in high school, and I didn't realize that it was in me. I guess the insights that I would say is probably just the realization that I was able to do this, you know, and then what came out of it was just realizing like anything's possible. And, you know, so that's probably one of the biggest, you know, insights that I would say.
Yeah. And sometimes as we know, had God had said to you prior, I'm going to get you to write a book, Phil, you probably said, I don't think so. You know, like to a Moses on him. Are you kidding? You know?
Yeah.
And it was sort of guided by first starting off with you writing down notes and then the little building blocks, and how often it's so true that God takes us through different seasons, and each season builds up a new strength and a new knowledge and awareness. Now, in the book, obviously, there share a little bit, because I want to dive in deeper into some of the chapters and so forth. So as you've created it, how does the theme or the structure of the book look, so we've get a bit of an idea on that?
Right. Mm-hmm. So you know, I had several options, you know, on what I was thinking in terms of layout. Mm. You know, I could have gone, you know, this type of genre, you know, in three, you know, kind of days, or I can go through, you know, a different, like whether it was, you know, the director or something, like, you know, all in line, in organization or alphabetical. Ultimately, I threw all of that out the window.
Yeah.
And I prayed about it, and I felt led to do it in a specific order.
Mm-hmm.
I really do believe that the order that I, you know, put it in was the order that God wanted me to put it. You know, it starts off very soft, mm-hmm. very nice, very fluffy, and then it goes deep, and it goes, you know, deep into certain things. And I feel like, you know, it's just... That was kind of the structure, you know, that I went at. So.
Yeah. And so when you say that you went into deep into certain things, those were various issues and struggles that, you know, obviously you may have gone through, or you saw the character go through in the movies. And then obviously the learnings, the principles. Take us through that. What were some of the key learnings in the actual book, or some of those challenges that you identified?
Right. I would definitely say there are a lot of themes, you know, in each one of the days.
Yeah.
There are themes of, you know, being stripped of everything.
Yeah.
And not knowing what's next. Mm-hmm. There are themes of being treated unfairly. And, you know, you didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
You know, there are themes of literally trusting in someone.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden your trust is broken because this person is not what you expected.
Yes.
There are just, you know, lots of themes that I feel like these movies were able to portray. And there's like a certain lens that I feel like can only be seen, you know, not just with analysis, but also like with the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. You know? And, you know, as you're sharing that, I mean, we've got a book that has probably, well, obviously multiple stories and themes and of heartache and all of a sudden, you know, rising up. And that's the Bible, of course. You could probably go and look at the various movies and the different chapters that you've created and, you know, kind of look at the various stories in the Bible. I mean, look at David and where he came from just so many. As you were watching these movies, did some of the Bible stories that I'm sure you've heard growing up as a child in Sunday school and what were your parents read to you, were there any similarities? Were any Bible stories that you think, goodness, this is a real David story, or this is a so-and-so story? Anything that came to mind?
Yeah, absolutely. Have you ever seen The Sandlot?
No.
Okay. Well, The Sandlot definitely gave me a whole... not necessarily David and Goliath feel. It was more of pre David and Goliath, and you know, there was you know, King Saul's men, they were all terrified.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, in Sandlot, like there's this giant dog that they talk about all the time, and you know, it was almost like, you know, just relation of King Saul's men, and you know, how David stood up to the embodiment of fear, and how these kids, you know, they didn't need to fear anything, and you know, these definitely a lot of those. I just want to add this, but I do feel like there was a lot of validation. You know, there was a lot of validation in this process of you know, just the films, you know, and the creativity, I guess, that I feel like came from a lot of them.
Yeah. So. I love how God's used those movies, something that you're quite passionate about. And I'm sure you've spent a lot of your past time watching movies and the storylines and different angles that the storyteller takes you through. And then through that now is written this book and through that glorifying him in that process. And something that you said, I want to dive in a little bit deeper because so often we'll miss this, is you said as you're watching the movies, seeing it through the lens of how allowing the Holy Spirit talk to, you know, through those movies. And obviously there were key, you know, verses in the Bible that just really sprung out and was confirmed in that, really allowed you to go through your own healing process, I'd imagine. And now, of course, the learnings and the insights shared in the book, you would hope that someone who is struggling with some of these key struggles that you have gone through and that many of these movies depicts, that through that they will be able to have their own healing too. Going through that process then, Phil, what were some of the really key lessons that you learned about God himself? Because so often, we mentioned this before we went live today, so often we think of God as this unapproachable person who is just kind of out there with all these rules and regulations that we have to follow and that we don't really too scared to talk to and all that. But so who is God to you? What does he mean to you?
Wow. you know, when I first came to Christ, you know, it was definitely I was the epitome of, I took fun out of fundamentalism. I'm reading the Bible 6 hours a day, memorizing scripture. You know, and there were points where I did memorize like tons of scripture, to where God freed me from a lot of that. Basically what I would do, you know, I wouldn't watch television. You know, I shut off the things that, you know, the desire, the things that I actually liked. I actually shut them off, you know, in order to just appease God in some sort of way. So even video games, you know, even like any sort of, you know, activity that wasn't godly. So, you know, I would pray all the time. I would fast all the time. There was actually a point my freshman year in college, I fasted so much that I lost a couple, a little bit more than a couple pounds. But yeah, so to give you an example of the transformation and like where I've come from a place of, you know, just being passionate, you know, for Jesus and that's it, to being passionate for Jesus and living my life to the full. That's kind of the change that's been happening.
And it's a beautiful realization, isn't it? So often we feel that we have to deny ourselves from the things that we do enjoy. But God never says that we need to do that. What he does say is he does want to be the first port of call. Like for me, you know, often I've got apps on my iPhone and I'll go, shall I read the email? But no, you need to read first, you know, the Bible verse. But that's the thing. And I think, you know, often then we realize if we do want to read or we do want to go for a job, whatever it may be, first and foremost, if we always go to turn to him first and seek him first, then he will give us the desires of our heart. We don't have to feel guilty watching movies, you know, or whatever it may be. And so I would imagine that through all those things, you've realized that and you've deepened your relationship with him, knowing that he probably takes, you know, enjoys that you're enjoying doing some other activity because of the fact that you're always first and foremost.
Absolutely. I believe truly, you know, that verse, you know, that you brought up, you know, denying yourself, right? I feel like there's a false, like, you know, there's like a false kind of reality that people make of it. And they're just like, okay, I'm going to shut off all the desires, all the things that I like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's not what Jesus is saying there, you know?
And, you know, sometimes it's kind of like, if you're going on an eating health plan and you think, well, I'm not going to eat that, you just spend so much time focusing on not eating that, but rather, you know, enjoy what you can and in moderation and things. I mean, obviously not comparing this at all to biblical principles, but I think, you know, the whole point is first seek him and then he will give you to delight yourself in him. If we continue to do that, we will find that we can enjoy all things that he's blessed us with, you know, and activities and things. If they're honoring to him, of course, that's really important. So share a little bit about when the book is coming out. We've said already the date, October the 26th. So if someone is listening or watching, great. Thank you for holding that up. What is the best way that people can connect with you, but more importantly, that they can get on a list or so, like a pre-order list, or what's the best way for them to do that, Phil?
Right. So you can go right to the website. It's JesusLovesMovies.com. You can go to the shop. You know, you can purchase from there. We're also, you know, I'm on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, all those websites. You can order print versions and e-versions. But specifically from my website, if you go to JesusLovesMovies.com and order it from my website, you will be guaranteed a signed copy. That's the only way, though, that you can get a guaranteed signed copy.
Yeah, fabulous. So as you were writing that book, I mean, one of the things that I hear a lot, which is really unfortunate, that a lot of the younger people, particularly younger men, really do struggle with things such as anxiety and pressure and so forth. And so in through the book, I'm sure there is some movies that you watch and that also tie beautifully with some biblical principles that speak into that. What would be one thing that you want to share today? Because I think that's such an important message, the fact that you are from the younger generation, compared to myself anyway, because this is so true. So many young people are struggling. And, you know, often my daughter and I, she's 23, we'll just look at each other. The answer is always Jesus, you know, which is true. He's the peace and hope that so often many of us look for and cannot find in anything other than, of course, him. So what would be a message that you would want to share with people that, that you speak about in your book, but that speaks into sort of the anxiety and pressure that so many young people face today?
Yeah, absolutely. So the movie Split, that came out 2016, 2017, it actually has weird release dates. Anyways, that's another conversation. But Split, it's directed by M. Night Shyamalan. There's basically this character who takes on multiple personalities. And he takes on these multiple personalities because of a traumatic event that happened in his life. And it's only until one of the characters, Casey, says his full name that brings him back to that traumatic memory. He said, she says, Kevin Wendell Crumb. You then see Kevin Wendell Crumb hidden under the bed, and his mom is screaming at him. And, you know, what's next, you know, like there's going to be some, you know, physical altercation. What I want to, you know, relay out there, you know, to people is the story, you know, where Peter denied Jesus. Peter denied Jesus, right? And there was that memory of that rooster, you know. Jesus was like, listen, you know, if you hear a rooster, you know, so anytime, you know, Peter would hear a rooster, he would be reminded of that moment. So, but Jesus came and Jesus healed him, you know, and there's like this real life story that I actually, you know, that I use in the book. I was in New York City one time, and, you know, there was this guy, he was a, you know, he was a person who was struggling with homelessness, and, you know, he just had a traumatic memory. He had a traumatic memory of one of his comrades, you know, jumped in front of a grenade launcher when it was when it was shot, and his friend died, but he lived, and he had such guilt. So literally what happened in that moment, you know, I ran out of meals, you know, I didn't have like any meals. I sat right next to him, I prayed, and we were just like, Jesus, would you come into this memory? And literally he felt just all the guilt like go away. And he saw just kind of like this image of his friend being bandaged. And he just, he like, there was a lot of weightiness taken off. The point I'm trying to make is, in your memories, in any sort of thing that would trigger that anxiety, Jesus wants to meet you there. You know, he met Peter there. He met, you know, this veteran there. And, you know, whatever side or whatever comes your way, I would say just bring Jesus in it, mm-hmm. and he will definitely, I mean, he'll make the darkness tremble.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Love that. And thank you for sharing that. It's a beautiful, beautiful way to end the show. And of course, I'm sure it's just the beginning of many stories and insights that we can learn. One of the things that I'd love to do for you, Phil, is just end the show with a word of prayer. Before I do, make sure everybody to go to the show notes once the show goes live, ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com/TCE 261. We'll put all of the links that you can connect with Phil and, of course, get a copy of that book. So can I finish just with a word of prayer?
Yeah, absolutely.
Fantastic. Right, let's pray. Father God, thank you for the opportunity that we could speak to Phil today and really get an insight into how he came up with this idea and how you really moved through his life to now be able, through the lessons and learnings that you showed him, now being able to capture that in a book that he can go out and now share that with others so that you can also move through their lives as well. Father God, we just want to ask you to bless the book when it comes out. Will you get it in the hands, Lord, of the people who you know need to read that, need to be shown that there is someone here who loves them so very much that there is peace and hope and joy in and only through our Lord and Heavenly Savior, Jesus. Father God, I just want to ask for your continued blessing on Phil and his work that he is continuing to do. And I'm sure many people who will be reading his book and being able to be blessed through the stories and the words. Father, we just want to thank you for using people such as Phil to really continue to build your kingdom, developing in Phil strengths and abilities and talents that he did not even know that he had, but through the power of the Holy Spirit that's now come to play. And of course, as we always do, continuing to always honor you in every single way. Father, we just want to ask this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much for sharing that. It's so great. I love hearing the backstories because often we can then really see how God is using that. And I'm sure that through hearing and seeing you today going through your journey, there is probably someone who is being nudged that way and probably thinking, seriously, do you really want me to do that, Lord? Absolutely. Follow the process. Trust it. Trust in that process, even in instances that you think this is crazy. You know, hold your book up again, please. Hold the book up again. Have you got your book there? Now, here is this book which is about to come out. So how long did it take for you before, from the time that you started watching that first movie to this? What's that time frame?
Probably about a year.
About a year. Yeah, well, that's not...
Just over a year.
Yeah, well, that's actually probably a really short time frame. But you imagine when you sat down with your iPhone and started tapping away on the notes, you probably would never have even thought that 12 months later, about that time, you would be sitting holding your book. So fantastic. Thank you for trusting the process and trusting in him, and continued blessings in all that you do.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
You've been listening to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, brought to you by podcastingwithpurpose.com. Stand out. Be heard. Influence. Want to influence real change with your own podcast? Access our free podcast training, including no-cost and low-cost tools and podcast production workflow checklist, to get you started at podcastingwithpurpose.com/mini-training. That's podcastingwithpurpose.com/mini-training.